Torah tells us in Parashat Pinchas, Yom Truah, it refers to the mitzvah of shofar in Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Truah. And in Parashat Zemar, it mentions Zichron Truah. So that's the Gemara, the Mishnah, in the beginning of the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, which says, B'mikdash ha-yutokin, the Beis HaMikdash used to blow shofar on Shabbos, avaloma medina, but they did not blow shofar outside the temple. Machlokes, Rambam learns the Mikdash can refer to the old city of Yerushalayim, the walled cities, and Rashi says, let's go with the simple Pshat Mikdash. So, that's clear. B'mikdash ha-yutokin, avaloma medina, and so it's a machlokas Yerushalmi and Bavli on how, what's the reason for each. Everyone agrees to the facts of life. In the Mikdash they blew on Shabbos, in the Medina they did not. The question is why. So according to Yerushalmi, that's what we have the two psukim for. Why in the Medina don't we blow shofar on Shabbos? Why don't, according to Yerushalmi, what's the distinction? That it's a general distinction, it's a biblical distinction. Yom Truah, whenever Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, we blow shofar min HaTorah. And whenever Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's a Zichron Truah, we don't blow shofar. So there's a biblical distinction. So Zichron Truah tells me no shofar on Shabbos. And Yom Truah tells me yes shofar on Shabbos. Aye, so how do we, according to Yerushalmi, if Zichron Truah is biblical, how do we explain the exception to the rule of in the Mikdash? That's because the special Xeris HaKasav, Yom Truah is in the context of Karbanos, i.e. the Beis HaMikdash, but Makam Karbanos, it's always the Yom Truah. So, the fundamental Yerushalmi holds, there is no Mitzvah Min HaTorah on Shabbos. Mikdash is an exception to the rule. And the Bavli disagrees, and says, Min HaTorah, there is no difference between Shabbos and during the week. Min HaTorah, you blow shofar, Ben B'Shabbos, Ben B'Chol. Aye, so that explains why they blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? It says Yom Truah. So why don't we? That's a rabbinic decree. We're afraid we might come to carry. So much so, well, what about Chilul Shabbos? And therefore, we don't do it. To be that even though it's a minority thing, but it's all part of the whole concept of Chol Yisrael Areyum Zeh LaZeh. All Jews are responsible for one another. And even if one yid's going to sin, better that I don't pull the shofar. Difficult from halachic point of view, but that's the bottom line is we go with Gzeira the Rabba. So therefore, Min HaTorah, we should blow shofar, but it's only because of concern of Chilul Shabbos, we don't. So how come we're not concerned in the Beis HaMikdash? Because that's a general rule. Kohanim are careful, ain't shvus b'mikdash. We don't make rabbinic decrees. So it comes out, it's a fundamental machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi. And why don't we both shofar the Medina on Shabbos? According to the Yerushalmi, Zichron Truah, there is no mitzvah. And according to the Bavli, it's rabbinic. So according to the whole discussion in the Yerushalmi, what do you mean? Is there an Isser to both shofar on Shabbos? Is it a biblical Isser? Or just... and someone to come on to maybe that shofar is like a trua, musical instrument, making requests. It's a shofar. It's a tefillah without words. However, or one could say the pasha says no isser. It just tells me it's meaningless. The zikron trua tells me I have no mitzvah to blow shofar on Shabbat. If I do, at best, it's nothing. At worst, maybe you violate a minig or some derabanan. So, my nafkamina, the bottom line is everyone agrees to the facts we said. We will not be blowing shofar this Shabbos, this coming Shabbos, or whenever Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So, is there any practical difference between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli? So perhaps we could find a couple. So one is, so even though we don't accept the Yerushalmi, but we don't reject the Yerushalmi completely. Because the Yerushalmi writes, there's Yom Truah and Zichron Truah. So actually, if you look at Amagzer, that's what it's going to say. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, insert the word Zikron Trua. And Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, insert the words Yom Trua. So the Shaila is, what happened if someone made a mistake? On Shabbos they said Yom Trua, or during the week they said Zikron Trua. Would you have to repeat davening? Because we have a general rule called Mishana Matbeah, whoever changes the text of the Chachamim, so you're not Yotze. So how far do we go? Oh, is there a discussion on it? So according to the Bavli, the answer should be no, it should be fine. Even though it's true, we might be changing the text, but the text isn't that important in terms of Yom, because really we assume both Yom Trua and Zichron Trua apply to Shabbos, Ben B'Shabbos, Ben B'Chol. From the technical language, Zichron Trua fits in better than Yom Trua, but really they're interchangeable, according to the Bavli, because they are interchangeable, because they both apply Ben B'Shabbos, Ben B'Chol. However, according to the Yishalmi, one would have to entertain, you're clearly changing the Nusach HaTfilah, because Yom Trua is the wrong day, and Zichron Trua is the wrong day if you do Zichron Trua during the week and Yom Trua on Shabbos. So the question, according to Yishalmi, would that be does it raise to a level? Not every change puzzles everything. So the question is, this enough of a change where it would puzzle davening, where one could make a strong case it is, because if I'm davening the wrong day, so then maybe I have to repeat. So it would be a big nafka mina, the longest davening of the year, Musaf Rosh Hashanah. We have 9 brachas, Malkiah, Shofros, and Zichrono. So if you finish Musaf and then you realize you mixed them up, so according to the Bavli, don't worry about it. According to Yishalmi, you might have to go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Another potential nafka mina is what happened if someone went ahead, it's Shabbos, they either forget it's Shabbos, they forget you can't blow a shofar on Shabbos, and their excitement to blow the shofar they blow a shofar on Shabbos. Yeah, they make the bracha, they do everything. Okay, what could you do? You did it. And then they found that, oh, you shouldn't have blown. So now it's Sunday, it's the second day. So there's a machlokas Rishonim, which is a machlokas Machaber Ramah, on whether how many shachiyanos do we make. So the minig of the Machaber is you only make shachiyano on day one. You only need to make a shachiyano the first time. The minig Ashkenaz we do a minig Yontov Sheni, minig Avozem Yadechem, whatever the reasons are, we make a shachiyano on both days. So really, according to the Ashkenaz, this wouldn't be a nafka mina. What wouldn't be a nafka mina is, let's say a person blew on Shabbos mistakenly, and now it's Sunday, and they realize they shouldn't have blown. So the question was there any mitzvah on Shabbos? Did he get the mitzvah tchiyah? Maybe he clearly should not have done it. But if you go ahead and do it by mistake, do you get the mitzvah or not? So if you get the mitzvah, so then you're ready to fulfill your mitzvah of shofar. So then according to the Svardim, it would come out that you shouldn't make a shachiyanu on the second day. According to us Ashkenaz, it wouldn't make a difference because we make a shachiyanu both. And what is the halacha if one did go ahead and blow shofar on Shabbos? So it's a famous incident that happened over 150 years ago. We have Yosef Akiva, or maybe Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. He was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. I guess he moved to Yerushalayim. I guess he was there for a while, but I guess the first time it happened that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, and he wanted to blow shofar on Shabbos, based on halachic sources, based on how you learn. It could be based on the Rambam, whether the old city of Yerushalayim is the Mikdash, as well as maybe the Makam Beistin, based on a riff. So he had a halachic, whatever they were, he had a halachic raya is why we should do it. So he spoke to the chief rabbi, Rav Shmuel Salant of Jerusalem, and he said, no, that's not the minhag here, we do not do it. So urban legend said he stayed home that Shabbos, and he davened at home, and he blew shofar in his house. And the urban legend also says Rav Shmuel Solant stood outside his house, and he listened to the shofar. In other words, so the question would be whether the Isser, if someone's going to blow shofar on Shabbos, should I try to listen to it? Is there any Indian in me listening to it, or it's meaningless? So again, so according to Yerushalmi, it should be meaningless because Zichron Trua, there is no mitzvah, unless of course you hold, according to Yerushalmi, that we're talking about, it depends why you're blowing. If you're blowing because you think it's the Mikdash, so then maybe even according to Yerushalmi. But if you're blowing because you know it's the Medina, but Makam Basin is another reason why you could blow shofar on Shabbos, so then according to Shalmi, there'll be nothing to get off the ground. Because nothing to get off the ground. Because there's no mitzvah. But according to the Bavlin, so that's a major machlokas Rishonim in general. When the Torah gives me a mitzvah, and the rabbis tell me not to do it, Yesh koach b'yad chacham l'akor dvar Torah b'shevi al tasa, how much power do the rabbi has? Do they uproot the mitzvah completely, or I just don't do the mitzvah b'shleimusa, like the halacha of we assume there's an issur drabanan to make a sukkah with the table outside the sukkah. We're afraid you're going to end up with the food, but everyone agrees, Minat Torah, if you ate in the sukkah, even though your table's outside, you get the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah Minat Torah. So that's the Shaila. When the Gemara says, one who ate this way has never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in their life, does it mean literally they haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of the rice, or it means shalom bishrei musa? So that's a major debate. Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Brachas, about once the Chachamim said chatzos, so could I say kriyashma after chatzos, and in many other areas. So it comes out to this, Rabbi Akiva Eger goes with the side that says that no, you can't, that even though maybe you shouldn't do it, but the Chachamim can't tell me, the Chachamim can't take the mitzvah derais of shofar away. They could just tell me not to do it. Okay, so therefore, maybe they only told me not to do it, not to hear it, so going to Rabbi Akiva Eger, you could have, there is a mixas kiyama mitzvah, so maybe there's what to, maybe to that urban legend that you smell salant, even though he wasn't going to go, even though he wasn't going to blow, but he still wanted to hear the shofar was blown. Or did I say no? Once the rabbis say not to do it, so like the Prima Gudjan writes, they redefine the mitzvah. That seems to be what the Chelkas Yaakov says, that it would be a no-go. So it's a major machlokas achronim, but to summarize, a major machlokas Yerushalmi Bavli, whether in the Medina there's a mitzvah min HaTorah to blow, but the rabbis tell me no, or there's no mitzvah at all. Nafkamina, perhaps, if you mix up Zichron Trua with your own Trua, according to the Bavli, not a problem, the way we follow. According to Yerushalmi, maybe you're guilty of changing the Matbeya Shel Chochem, or maybe you're not Yotze, you have to daven again. Whether you're Svardi Shul, if you blew on Shabbos, you have to make another Shachiyano on Sunday, because it goes back to the third Nafkamina is, when the rabbis uproot a mitzvah, could they redefine the mitzvah? Just tell me not to do it. That would depend on if someone blows shofar on Shabbos, is there any mitzvah? So if there's no mitzvah at all, so then obviously you have to make a new Shachiyano on the second day. But if there is a mixas mitzvah, so then perhaps there would be no Shechiyano for Sfardim on day 2.